Come gather round me, people, and I'll sing to you a song about a famous battle that went on for so long. Well, it's a tale of grief and courage, of pain and bravery, one of the finest pages written in our history. Well, we all know songs that tell of workers' struggles long ago, of UCS, Tolpuddle, Shrewsbury, Pent, and Villain. So I'm here to sing to you the praises of the women and the men who dared the might of Tory spite, the future to defend. Was in March in 1984 the gauntlet was thrown down when MacGregor told the NUM these pits are closing down. Ah, get on your bike, MacGregor, the miners' answer came. We fought the board in 74 and we'll fight you once again. From South Wales across to Yorkshire, from Scotland down to Kent, the miners showed the NCB that what they said they meant. Except the scabs have sold the future out to Thatcher and our gang, and turned traitor to their class, their names forever damned. And in Fleet Street and in Downing Street a wondrous sight was seen. You found converts to democracy, soon all began to scream. You can't strike without a ballot, well-fed mouths were heard to bleat. You won't ballot us out of our jobs, we're voting with our feet. Soon armies of blue uniforms were marching through the land, with horses, dogs and riot shields and truncheons in both hands. But the miners took on everything the government could throw and went back again to battle on with shouts of here we go. And the battle wasn't only by courageous men and men, for the women joined the struggle fight and side by side with them. In every area of battle, women hurried to the fight, at rallies and at meetings and out on the picket lines. And in support groups up and down the land, our comrades rallied round. The cry went up, they shall not starve, and cash and food were found to keep the miners and their families in solidarity and show the world the working class would never bow the knee. Let's pause here to remember the men who gave their lives. Joe Green and Davy Jones were killed in fighting for their rights. Their courage and their sacrifice we never will forget, and we won't forget the reason too, they met an early death. For the strike breakers in uniform were many thousands strong, and any picket who was in their way was battered to the ground. With police vans driving into them and truncheons on the head, it's just a bloody miracle that hundreds more aren't dead. So here's to Arthur Scargill, Heathfield and McGackie too, who led the fight together in defence of me and you, and Malcolm Pitt, Davy Hamilton and the rest of them as well, who were torn from home and family and locked in prison cells. But the battle will go on until the working class has won, for the right to work and decent lives belongs to everyone. So it's forward now in unity, let's share the miners' load. There can only be one answer, socialism, here we go.